It's Wednesday, December 23rd, and you're tuned in to the Tanabe Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm a gang star.
Okay. All right, and this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. 2 days out to the big event of Christmas. We're almost there. So Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone out there who is celebrating that this week. And if you are in the lucky position to have us as your background audio for
every Christmas, for your Christmas dinner,
then welcome. We will try and make this as civil as we can for your evening festivities.
Can't promise that.
Well, the good news is this year, you technically won't have guests over, so we will be your guests at the dinner table.
Our guests. Wait, we'll get copyright for that.
Yep.
That's DMCA.
Now, before we get started, as always, at the top, we got to talk about end-of-the-year festivities since we're there. The TNAB Awards are happening next week.
Hell yeah.
I believe they're happening next week. So, if you want to participate, you can participate in the fan section where you can submit your favorites of the year.
Mm-hmm.
All the categories can be found on our Facebook page as well as our Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
And if you still can't find it, but you follow either Anthony or I on any social media platform, just message us and we'll point you in the right direction.
We'll send it.
Yeah, it's no problem. I think we have a few submissions. I don't know.
So far, I've seen one.
Okay, I think I might have another one somewhere, but
hidden, secret,
maybe.
Interesting.
That's
interesting.
So send it in if you can, and you have I guess by the time you hear this, a little under a week to go.
Mm-hmm.
So we look forward to hearing what you guys all have to talk about. Speaking of hearing from you guys, I believe we have four questions this week.
Holy moly! I only saw two.
So we will start off with a question to chew on.
I think we got it.
Paltry writes in, Merry Christmas, TNIAB.
Feliz Navidad, motherfucker.
In the spirit of awesome things, what are the top things that you have subscribed to that are absolutely worth the expense? This may help someone who was in need of some last-minute gift ideas. Additionally, to bring it around to the non-commercial things, what are the most valuable things in your house that cost less than a dollar? Basically, take the aftermarket value out of the question. So,
most valuable things in my house are left in the dome.
So let's start with the first part of this question. Top things you subscribe to. Do you subscribe to anything?
I do.
Okay.
I am subscribed to the premium membership on
GiantBomb.com. You're still paying?
Yeah, I've been paying premium since the year they started premium.
You even go to that website?
It's my homepage.
But do you actually click on anything there?
I've been watching some more stuff lately.
To justify your...
No. They just had interesting content. Usually I keep it around for all of their... So what they started to do is that I was out this year, and then they brought back the hotspot. And so it's just the podcast with the senior people.
Okay.
So I'm just like, oh, it's a podcast where I don't have to listen to Jan and Ben and all of them. Wow, so
it's been so long. I don't even know who Jan is.
Yeah, Jan's the new video editing guy. He replaced Drew.
Oh, Drew's not even part of that anymore?
No. Drew started Cloth Map.
Oh, Drew Scanlon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. Because I still listen to Drew.
Yeah.
He runs the F1 podcast.
The F1 podcast with Danny O'Dwyer.
That's what I listen to. Yeah.
So, like, I do that. And I was like, oh, it's the people that I care about their opinions. Mm. Just on one podcast. And I don't have to listen to, like, Abby or anybody. Yeah. But Abby left. So, that's a bonus.
Oh. All right, then.
So yeah, I still subscribe to them. They got me back in with that, but they've been having some pretty interesting.
Yeah,
they started having a Mahjong,
okay,
premium series where they all learned how to play Mahjong. That's been pretty fun.
Okay.
And then just recently they had a farewell to Flash.
Okay.
Because Flash is done. Flash games are over.
Okay.
No more Flash.
Fair enough.
But I think the thing that's probably worth the money is the Shonen Jump subscription.
It's
like $2 a month.
Yeah.
And you get digital access to the entire Shonen Jump English library.
Okay.
Like, it's fucking wild the amount of value you get.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
So those are my two things that I'm subscribed to, other than, like, Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, I think everyone has, like, a Netflix or a Netflix equivalent at this point, right?
Yeah.
Like, whether it's Amazon Prime, Hulu, HBO. I think everyone has one of those. There's also the anime ones if you want to check it out. Like, there's Crunchyroll, Funimation. So, like, check those out if you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have Spotify in some way or another, probably should get that. Or Apple Music. Pick one of them.
Or
don't get both of them.
You can get a subscription to the library because it's free. And then you could just rent out CDs.
No, no, you can't do that.
That's what I do.
Not anymore.
What are you talking about?
Not in the COVID world.
What are you talking about? You can get a curbside drop-off or whatever.
No one's doing that.
I'm doing it.
No.
Not yet. I'll do it.
No. So I didn't think you were. I was like, what are you talking about? You're not doing that. Liar.
Fun is not hard when you have a library card.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think the most useful one that I think anyone always appreciates is the music subscription one.
Yeah.
Because everyone hates ads. So, but that's not this. Don't go and subscribe to YouTube
Premium. Yeah, don't get like YouTube Red. That's like that. Someone we used to know.
Someone had that?
Blaven has it.
What?
Yeah, Blaven bought YouTube Red.
Why?
I don't know.
The fuck? All right. All right. Well, fair enough. Yeah, no, subscriptions. You can always try out a Masterclass.
Oh, those Masterclass website things look so sick.
Yeah, you can always try one of those. What's the other? No, I guess Masterclass kind of like is the king in that sort of space right now. Yeah. I know like those are very popular to give out as gifts. I know a couple of my
Khan Academy.
Khan Academy. What the
hell? Learn how to do trigonometry.
Okay, great. All right. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully those subscriptions help you out. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I'm subscribed to that I don't know. No.
Yeah.
There's nothing else I got.
There's nothing else that's like interesting. It's like PlayStation Plus.
Like if you want, I would say subscribe to F1 TV, the premium F1 subscription service.
Mm.
Cause then you can watch F1 on the internet.
Wow. Awesome.
You don't need a cable subscription. But the thing is they archive everything, so you can go back seasons, like even before it was all digitized.
Okay.
So you can watch like I don't know. Back in the Michael Schumacher era, if you want to watch those races.
Can I go beyond that?
Yeah, you can, yeah, there's not everything, but they have a lot of good ones. A lot of the major ones are up there, like from the 80s and stuff.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
Can I watch Senna races?
You can.
Okay.
You can. But yeah, so that's what I got. As for a second question, anything in your house that's valued less than $1? Or, but he also copies it with, take the aftermarket price out of the equation. So
like depreciation doesn't count. Like my copy of Madden 2008 doesn't count.
Okay, because like that was hard. Because like I'm trying to think about anything in my house that's less than $1. That's like, is he specifically just looking for a roundabout way of saying what experiences you value in your home?
I don't know.
Like
I think that's too meta.
Because I was like, I couldn't quite understand the question. Like, is it like I like my coffee maker makes me happy, but like no, that cost me like $80.
Yeah, but how much does it cost you over time?
Hundreds. You know how many fucking K-cups I've bought? Thousands. I don't know. So, like, that's why I couldn't really think of...
You know how many K-cups are thrown into the landfill? God.
No, like, my favorite mug? That's, like, at least $10.
Yeah, and, like, I guess, like, if I was gifted something, that doesn't make it still valued at less than $1 because it's gifted to me.
Yeah, so, like, we have to... What's the interpretation you want to put here for this question?
I think it has to be like $1.
A dollar or less? Yeah. Dude, I don't know, man. Do I have anything that's worth less than $1?
Well, Richie Rich over here.
Like a quarter?
Ooh, I have this one, I don't know. This one's maybe doesn't count because of exchange rate.
Yeah.
But I have a 100 yen coin that I use to make all of my heads or tails decisions.
Okay, I guess so, yeah.
Does that count? Otherwise, I can't really think of anything unless it's just like, oh, I have these chopsticks.
Okay, he says non-commercial things, most valuable that are less than $1. I don't know.
Is 100 yen coin a commercial item?
I think that's the most commercial item. I mean,
damn.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Like, it must be like an experience or something, and if that's the case, or like, what do you want me to say? My family? Like,
Aww.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Though. Aww. Haha, you love your family. No. Loser.
Because I spent more than $1 on them for Christmas, so they can't be part of this question. So.
Their value is worth whatever you spend on them monetarily.
Exactly. So okay. Clearly they're more than $1.
Wait, so if your sister bought me milk tea, am I only worth milk tea?
I guess so.
Oh, shit.
I guess so, buddy.
Mama mia.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. I done know.
I don't know either. I'm sorry, Paul.
Sorry, Paul.
We can only answer 50% of your questions.
Yeah. Next time, though. Next time. Next time on the high time. Next question is from Peter.
What's up, Peter?
Peter writes in, question for the show. Will you guys be the first to try the COVID vaccination?
Yes.
Or perhaps wait.
Yes, immediately.
Is that your actual answer?
Yeah.
Okay, like you're going to try and get it first.
I'm going to try and get it immediately.
Really?
I'm going to be like, hey, doc, you got him in? Cool. Pencil me in.
So like you're going to actively call to make, and like, as if you were trying to buy a PS5 right now.
I think you overestimate how rigorously I try and buy consoles or games like that, where it's basically I'm gonna call.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like, hey, do you guys have that vaccine?
Yeah.
And if they say no, I'm gonna be like, do you know like approximately when I can call again?
Yeah.
And they're gonna be like a week, and I'll be like, okay, I'll call you in a week.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't call like every day. I'm not like
so that's what I'm saying. Like, are you saying that that's the amount of effort you'll put
in? Yeah, I think I'll put in that amount of effort. Okay. I wanna do stuff. I wanna go back outside.
Okay.
I understand I'm an introvert, but I want to go, like, hang out with my friends without being fucking paranoid about everything.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm in no rush. It's not like if I get, like, if you're first in line, doesn't change the way the world works.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I think you have to accept that we're in here for a while still. It doesn't matter if you get the vaccination first or last.
Yeah. I think I want to get it quickly so I can worry about going, I can stop worrying about going out and, like, possibly giving my parents COVID.
Sure. Fair enough.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, for me, it's like, will I get it? Sure. I'll get it. Like, I'm not against it or anything.
Bro, are you anti-vax?
No.
You know polio is not real, right?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Because I must not have it.
Huh, it's almost like you are.
Yeah, no, I'll get it. I'll get it when they get the call, like in the mail. It's like, time for your COVID shot.
Yeah.
I'll be like, sweet. I'll go.
Cool.
But like, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think he wrote this in just because, you know, like, I guess a lot of people are suspicious.
Yeah. I was reading an article on it, and it was apparently like the reason of like vaccination, the vaccine came so quickly for this kind of a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
is because this type of virus had already been studied on for like years upon years upon years.
Mm.
And like the way new admin systems happen and the internet and stuff like that, like you're able to share information at exponentially faster speeds than ever before.
Yeah.
And that on top of like,
yeah,
the previous research of these kind of viruses, like it all like was like a perfect storm of, dude, we just made a vaccine in a year. That's fucking rad.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's some caveats too. Like, if you have any serious allergies, you probably shouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do get it, you're expected to feel like tiredness or fatigue and stuff like that for like a couple days.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like with any vaccination you get. Like, when you get the flu shot, you don't feel awesome the next day.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
fuck. Yeah. You know, so. And I mean, like, if short term effects or side effects are your worry, I think, like, those have all been observed and like they're nothing serious. But if it's long-term effects, guess what? You wait a year, you still won't know.
Yeah, it's like, so you, and then I was also reading it, like the children can get it, like under, I think under like 12 or something,
the vaccination.
Yeah, they can get the vaccination.
Oh, okay.
But also they kind of don't need it because like the way the COVID virus attaches to adults, mm-hmm. doesn't work in the same way that it attaches to children.
Okay.
So most kids are asymptomatic unless they're like immunocompromised.
Yeah, fair enough. So
yeah, give me them chemicals, baby.
Yeah, cool.
Down.
Yeah.
Give me it.
Well, my time is here. Give me a call. I'll come right in.
I know a guy.
You know a guy? Yeah. Like if someone came up to me and said, Vince, I can get you in front of the line. You want it? I'd be like, yeah, sure.
What if that line was like in an alleyway, like a dingy alleyway?
Okay, I mean through official channels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, I know this guy.
All I'm saying is I'm not putting in any more effort than necessary.
Okay, meet me on Bloor. Maybe. I know this dude.
And like if I walk into the office and they're like, you need to have this because to go to work, I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, fine, no problem.
Yeah.
Then I'm fine.
Yeah. Yo, but don't trust your company to do it because they're going to put a chip in you, dog.
I hope so.
I fucking hope so. I can't trust
you. I get lost all the time.
Yo, where am I?
There you go, Peter. Have fun.
We are about the vaccinations.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We only have three questions. The other one I misread as something else.
Okay.
All right. Brian M. writes in with a Mac attack.
Hell yeah.
Procrastination tree.
That's me.
The subject line. Merry Christmas, TNIAB. With Christmas fast approaching, are you the type of person that would take the Christmas tree down right after Christmas or leave it standing? And if so, for what reason and what has the longest time you left it with been? Have a safe and happy holiday.
In our household, we've gotten to the point now where we just don't have a tree.
Okay.
Yeah. So there is.
But you love Christmas.
I personally do love Christmas.
So why don't you put up a tree?
Because I don't want a tree anymore.
You guys don't have one in your house?
No.
Get a real one.
No, like we used to do real trees.
Yeah.
And then we graduated to fake trees.
Okay.
And now we graduated to no trees.
Then get a real one again.
I guess, yeah, loop it around.
Yeah.
That's probably the way to be.
It's the only thing.
But I don't know. Me personally, I think.
Hold on. Did you put up the tree when you had it?
When I had it?
Yeah,
yeah, I would put up the fake tree. I don't put on the ornaments and stuff. So I would put up the tree and then my mom would put on the ornaments.
And who takes it down?
My mom takes down the ornaments and I take down the tree.
But you don't take it down until she takes off the ornaments, right?
Yes.
So she decides.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I think if it were my own place, I think I would take the tree down kind of ASAP. But I think I would be the person who has the tree up way too early.
Like right after Halloween?
Yeah. I'd have it up in like
November 1st.
November 1st to November 3rd.
But like Boxing Day's gone?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like it's over.
Interesting.
Right?
Interesting. Interesting.
Though I do like the one thing about Christmas I do like is lights.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a fucking child. Yes. And I think if I just like had Christmas lights hung around.
Yes.
I'd probably leave them up for as long as I could get away with it.
Okay. Okay. Let's see now. Okay. Christmas tree. We tend to leave ours up until
July.
Late January?
Okay.
So, yeah, later than normal, I guess.
Yeah.
It's more, and there's no special reasons. Just people are lazy. Got other shit to do.
That's fair.
Right? Like, during the holiday, like, through the holiday break, it never goes down. Because, like, that's the whole point of the holiday break. Like,
yeah.
I don't know about you, but we don't spend our holidays cleaning. So, it just, like, even.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
Me personally, no.
Yeah, like even Christmas morning, like, growing up and stuff, like, when we would open Christmas gifts, like, we wouldn't clean up the wrappers or anything. Like, it would just stay there.
Hell yeah, whole break. That's the way to be.
And then I remember it would be, like, the first week back at school, that's when we would start to clean it up. But the tree wouldn't come down until, I think a lot of it was because, like, my mom always had a lot of gifts she had for, like, friends and relatives. And until she was able to deliver them to all those people, they needed a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just stay under the tree and, like, usually by the end of January, things would clear out. But until then, no.
Okay.
That said, we don't really have a traditional tree anymore. We have like a cone.
Like a pine cone?
No, it's like a metal gold cone.
Wow, very, very minimalist of you.
Yeah, it's kind of futuristic. And it doesn't go down.
Oh, okay.
During the holidays, she decorates it with some lights. And then she takes the lights off, and it just stays there.
The cone just stays there.
An ornamental decoration,
okay.
Like kind of like plants, but it's a. Yeah, it's weird when I describe it, but
yeah,
you kind of have to see it.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Hmm?
So, there you go. That's the Christmas tree situation here.
Hmm.
Yeah. There you go. How about we talk about some picks of the week?
Yeah, I'm done.
Cool. What you got,
bro?
Hmm.
Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I heard
still coming strong. With the DLC.
This game came out like 3 years ago now.
Yeah? I know. It's crazy. But they're ending the Season 3 pass with SS4 Gogeta and Super Baby 2.
Yeah.
No, Super Baby 2 is not a game name. It is a actual character name from Dragon Ball GT, which is bad.
Yeah. Yeah, Super Baby 2.
Super Baby 2. I don't know why they added these fucking GT bums, but they're here.
Who else is left to add?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
So no, they gotta put in Hercule or Mr. Satan.
Didn't they put him in already?
Did he put him in? I don't know.
Yeah, Hercule's in.
Is he?
Yeah.
What about the guy who was like the devil, like the red guy, and he gets turned into a cookie by Boo?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know if he's in the game.
Yeah.
I don't think he's as important.
They should put him in.
Nah.
They should put the punching machine in.
Who was that?
You remember the punching machine? The one at the tournament where, like, Krillin, like, taps it and then Vegeta just fucking cranks it through a wall?
Oh,
like, okay. Put in the actual punching machine. Like, it becomes sentient and it's trying to get revenge.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
What about the kids? Put in the kids.
Which kids?
Like, the Gohan's kid and Trunks Jr.
Who?
Trunks Jr.
Who's Trunks Jr.?
I don't know. The kid Trunks that's not Trunks, but he's Trunks' kid.
What?
Yeah, isn't that Trunks' kid a thing? Or am I just thinking of Trunks?
You mean little Trunks?
Is it? No.
Kid Trunks?
No, it's not kid Trunks.
Trunks has a kid.
Trunks has a kid.
What?
I'm Googling it.
Like from Dragon Ball.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Trunks has a kid. Trunks Ooh. Jr., this guy?
From...
I think that's Kid Trunks.
That's just Kid Trunks.
What? But it's Trunks after his father dies? What? He's best friends with Goten's son, Bardock Jr.
Where's he from?
I don't know. He's Goten's son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bardock Jr.
Where does he show up?
I don't know. Later?
Then I'm gonna go with no.
Yeah, I think they're in the movies.
I'm gonna go with no.
Put in the Red Ribbon Army, dog.
See, like, you're going too deep. No.
They put in Super Baby 2. How is Trunks Jr. and Bardock Jr. too deep of a cut?
I don't think GT main characters are not too deep.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you to ask the average Dragon Ball fan
if they know who Super Baby 2 is.
If they know who Super Baby 2 is.
Trunks Jr.?
I think it's gonna be equally they both don't know who the fuck they are.
No, I think people know who Super Baby 2 is.
I just don't believe
you have to know who Super Baby 2 is to know who Goku SSJ4 is.
But nobody, like, everybody knows who Goku SSJ4 is because they thought it was some fake bullshit.
Yeah, but then when they looked it up, they were like, who did he fight?
It was like when it's like, oh shit, it's Blue Pikachu. It's like, no, bitch, it's just Meryl.
Yeah, but but you read it and you're like, everyone knows who Super Baby 2 is.
Nobody knows who Super Baby 2
is. Yeah, they do. Everyone knows he's in Vegeta's body, blah, blah, blah.
Everybody knows it's Red Ribbon Army, okay?
All right. I don't think anyone knows Trunks Jr.
Okay, I'll give you that. But no, they do know Bardock Jr.
No fucking way.
Bardock Jr.
They know Bardock.
Top
Bardock
tier.
Jr.
Nobody knows Bardock.
Everyone knows Bardock.
Nobody knows Bardock.
Over Bardock Jr.?
Listen, again.
You're wrong.
If one person says, I don't know who Bardock is, and I don't know who Bardock Jr. is, there's no, like, level of not knowing.
And I'm saying people will know Bardock, but they won't know Bardock Jr.
Nah, I think they'll know Bardock Jr. more than Bardock. Because they're in the movies. No. They're in the movies.
What movies?
All the new movies. They're in the God of Destruction movies. They're in the Broly movies.
Have you been watching these movies?
I watched the God of Destruction movie. He's in it.
God of Destruction? What was that one about?
With Beerus. And Beerus comes down to Earth and they have a party. And all the kids are there and they fuck with him. And the Red Ribbon Arby's there and they're all kids. He's in the movie. I know he's in the movie.
Trunks Jr.? Really?
Yeah, Trunks Jr. and Bardock Jr. They're in the movie. They should put in the Super Saiyan baby that was in the stomach when they all had to pray together to make Super Saiyan God Goku for the first time.
Yeah, so you're talking about Bardock Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't in the movie.
Yeah, no, but then after that, he was in the next movie.
Okay, sure. All right, whatever. I don't think so. I'm going to go with no.
He's in the movie.
You didn't watch this movie, clearly.
He was integral.
You didn't watch this movie.
Integral.
You didn't watch this movie.
I watched it.
No, you didn't.
I was there with you. We watched it together.
And I'm saying, the movie you're talking about with the baby?
Yeah.
They weren't in that movie.
No, he was in that movie.
Oh my God.
I'm not saying put in.
You're talking about the fetus?
No, listen, I'm not saying put in fetus Bardock Jr.
Get out of here.
I'm saying that the movie after the fetus Bardock Jr., it was Bardock Jr. He was there.
Okay, hold on. I gotta hit pause. We cannot be talking about fetuses during people's Christmas dinner, okay? It's just not right.
Okay, fine.
There's another fetus that they're trying to celebrate right now.
You got to go outside of Dragon Ball canon, and you have to go into the author's canon, and you need to start putting in things from, like, Desert Punk. Not Desert Punk. Whatever his fucking sand, whatever. Sandland. Whatever that fucking comic was.
What are you talking about?
Or they got to put in Arale.
See, now you're cutting too deep.
Yeah, they got to put in some Dr. Slump.
Like, Arale is popular. I get it. But no Dragon Ball fan knows Arale.
Yeah, because they're fucking casuals.
No. Because they know.
So, yeah.
All right.
That was it.
Okay.
After our still on the anime news.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Shaman King, baby.
Yeah.
Shaman King came out with a new PV.
Yeah.
It's coming out in April, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Manga's over. This is it. Just look up Shaman King PV.
God, it's only taking them 20 years to finish this.
Thing. It's there. New Shaman King. It's good.
I can't wait. Me tomorrow. Come back.
Next up, Chainsaw Man's over. At least the first arc is.
Oh. Okay.
So they finished Chainsaw Man. I think it was chapter 96 that it ended.
Yeah.
And they just announced that Chainsaw Man, this arc, will get an anime.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is doing a... it is getting done by the studio MAPPA.
Yeah.
They did Jujutsu Kaisen, which is really popular in Japan right now. Yeah. And probably more popular is Attack on Titan, the final season.
Yes.
So they're doing... They do some big name stuff. So it's gonna look nice.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing about Chainsaw Man is... I don't know how they're going to censor it, if they will. Because this show is... I know, like, Berserk is violent.
Yeah.
But there's just, like, unsettling stuff in this. Like, there's a couple chapters where, like, en masse children get headshotted. So, like, I don't know if they're going to show that or keep that. But Chainsaw Man is probably the best thing I've read all year. Because I think I started it this year. Like, I caught up to it. And...
Okay.
Yeah, this is a great, great thing to hear. I want to see what this anime looks like. It is very, very good.
Okay.
After that, you know Hollywood is MGM.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're the lion guys. Mm-hmm. They're up for sale, baby.
Cool.
If you got a cool $5 billion in your pocket, you too can buy the studio behind James Bond.
Wow.
They're done. They don't want the guy who owns it, I guess, or the people who own it just don't want to deal with it anymore.
Okay.
So who do you think is going to buy MGM?
Disney.
Disney? You think Disney's going to throw $6 billion at it?
Why not?
What about Amazon? Amazon buys it, makes the new James Bond Amazon Prime exclusive.
It could. Yeah, sure. Why not?
I think it's McDonald's.
Wow.
McDonald's is going to buy it.
McDonald's?
And it's going to be a line of James Bond Happy Meal toys.
You think McDonald's has that much money?
No. Definitely do not. Not even close.
All right.
After that, Goku has finally been defeated.
Oh.
By the ocean.
I know what this is. Yeah.
So in the summer, Bandai Premium, they had a exclusive San Diego Comic-Con figure of Goku. And they... put it up online, and it was so popular, in fact, that they extended pre-orders. So a shit ton of people bought this very expensive Goku.
Yeah.
It turns out, off about 2,000 miles off the northern coast of Hawaii, the ship capsized, and it lost 19,000 containers. And one of those containers was full of Gokus. And Twitter is ablaze. Bandai has said that they're going to
you're going to make it again.
Yeah, we're going to make it again. We're going to send you it again.
Yeah.
But the unthinkable has happened. Goku has been defeated.
Oh, well.
Goku has been defeated by the ocean. Well. By logistics. The ultimate enemy.
Yeah. I think this was... I think I saw this. This was an SH Figuarts.
Yeah.
Ultra Instinct something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those. But you said event exclusive SDCC.
Mm.
Okay, so it's just a special color.
Yeah.
So the toy itself is not like super rare. Let's be real. It's not like hyper rare.
But the color is hyper rare.
But I wouldn't even say that. Like,
that's fair.
It's like they extended pre-order so that everyone who wanted one could get one.
Yeah.
So, and Bandai you just said they're gonna remake it. So whatever, we gotta wait another year.
So no, what I'm saying is that we get into diving.
Too late.
What are you talking about?
It's too late. It's not like these things are like sealed tight.
Yeah, and we go excavating.
Nah. Yeah. It's too deep. Ocean's too big.
What are you talking about?
Ocean is too big. It's not that big.
It's too big. Come on. We got so much water.
It's too big. Filipino joke.
What? It's too big? I don't get it.
It's Filipino joke.
Too big. What's too big?
You gotta know the language.
Is that a Tagalog joke? Yeah. I don't understand. Let me in on the joke. You guys suck.
It's how you say water.
Too big is how you say water.
Not like. So say it together smoothly.
Too big.
There you go.
Okay. Damn. I'm fluent in Tagalog.
There you go.
Damn, homie.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
What else we got here? We got Sony, and they're pulling a Cyberpunk 2077 from their store.
Shit.
It ran like such garbage on the PlayStation 4 that they're like, yeah, you just can't buy this anymore.
Yeah.
They're offering refunds on it.
Mm-hmm.
And another news story I saw recently that since launch, Cyberpunk has sold 13 million copies, even including refunds.
That's amazing.
That's insane.
That's amazing.
We
talked about this a little bit last week.
We did. We went over it a bit. We watched that Donkey video before the podcast where it just showed all the fucking awesome glitches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of disappointed.
In what?
That we're in like a situation now with video games that we're just like, oh yeah, buggy messes. This is the norm.
Yeah.
This is like unfinished products that I'm paying full price for. Hell yeah.
Okay.
So that kind of sucks. But the fact that they are going full like damage control is pretty cool on CD Projekt Red's part.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess. I mean, it's a shame that the game came out half-baked, but there's a solution for that.
There is.
Yeah, you know what it is?
What?
Get your games deep-fried.
Hey, what?
Yeah, man. Because KFC's got the solution.
Oh, man.
KFC
oh, no. has I forgot the solution. I forgot about this pick.
Segway! KF console is a real thing. KF console
is so dumb.
It's a real thing. If you don't know what the KF console is, it's KFC's video game console.
That cooks chicken.
Although, I say it's a video game console, but it's actually just a hyper-customized PC.
Is it actually a PC?
It's a PC. That's a custom case by Cooler Master. And the way it works is it takes the radiators and it pulls the heat, and that's how it...
cooks your chicken?
It doesn't cook your chicken. It just keeps it warm.
Oh my god. So in my PC, in my fully functional Windows operated machine,
yes,
I can also keep my KFC warm.
Yes.
That's insane. That's crazy.
What a time to be alive. Gotta say, what's going on with KFC though? Because like, first they got that Colonel Sanders dating sim.
Yeah.
And then they did this, or they're coming up with that movie with Mario Lopez.
I think, man.
And now they got this console.
You know who I blame this on?
Who?
I blame it on Old Spice.
Oh, okay.
You remember when Old Spice came out with the smell like a man? And it was the guy who's like, I'm on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the downfall of marketing.
Hmm.
Where then all marketing had to be wacky and ridiculous for it to be cool, to fit with the internet culture kids, bro.
Mm. There is one thing. About there's a video that goes with the console, like
yeah.
That was released a day or two ago, and it has like a montage of different like things in man's history, like
yeah.
And they flashed that fucking monolith in there,
yeah, the new monolith, yeah.
And now I'm a little just disappointed, like, what if the three monoliths, because you know there's three lines on yeah. the console, I'm like,
oh, what if that was set up by KFC?
Yeah. Like, I know it was never going to be aliens, but, and like, I saw the joke. What this is just one big marketing scheme for something that they want us to buy, but, like, I hope it's not this. I really hope it's not this. I hope it's not this.
Conspiracy theories have been commodified.
God.
Get fucked.
Damn, man.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Welcome to your corporate future, man.
Dude, KF console.
I kind of want one. How do I get one?
I know.
Next can I go to Best Buy?
I don't know. You cannot.
Is this one of those things where if I order like a 20 pack of chicken, then I get the Shaq basketball? Or
No.
Damn.
No, you can't. Damn, I need one though.
I need one too.
I bet though it's like, man, I don't know. If it's just a PC, like what if it's just they just sell you the case and the Cooler Master thing, and then you just put your motherboard in there, call it a day.
What if you need like a KFC branded motherboard, like a special KFC motherboard, and it's got like the picture of the Colonel's face like ingrained in it?
Yeah, okay, I'd buy it. Sure.
Yeah, you're in the market for a PC, my dude.
I am. This could be my.
Yeah, this could be it.
This could be my solution.
You know what you got to do? You got to do some blasphemous shit though. You got to buy that KF console, and you got to put the Popeye's chicken sandwich in there. And keep that shit warm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I should do. So like, I guess kind of like at some point this is just an air fryer, right?
I guess, but it doesn't even fry.
Oh, that's right.
It's an air warmer.
All right. Okay. Still many uses.
You know a space heater? It's one of those.
Can I keep my coffee in there?
I wouldn't keep liquid in it.
No, in the mug. Oh, but then when I pick up the mug, it'd be hot.
Yeah.
So oven mitts.
Oven mitts is what I
when I'm playing games. Okay, got it. Cool. There you go. Cap console. Check it out.
Yeah. My last two are quick. Is remember Inuyasha? Remember the beads of subjugation where it's like sit dog?
Yeah.
You can buy those now.
Like as a...
Like this thing you're looking at right now that we have posted up. Those are real gemstones.
How much?
It is $220 American.
Mm. Too much.
From Bandai Premium. Mm. You can buy Inuyasha's necklace.
Wow.
With premium gemstones.
Wow. Damn.
So if you ever want to subjugate your SO,
I guess so.
This is the gift to get.
Damn. If you want to turn your SO into a dog.
Woof, woof, baby.
Wow. Okay.
Custom wood casing. Beautiful.
Okay.
Let's see. Does it have it up on here?
They do.
B Premium.
Bandai Premium, yeah.
They didn't directly link to it. Fuck that shit.
No.
But that I thought that was fucking wild.
That is pretty wild. Wow.
And this one I wanted to ask you.
Mm.
So Anime News Network came up with an article called Beyond Die Hard. It is Why Gundam Wing Endless Waltz is the Preeminent Christmas Film.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I read this shit, and I've never seen this film. And
oh, you haven't?
I have not. And I needed to ask a Gundam expert.
Yeah.
Why is this article bullshit? And why should I never take it seriously?
What do you mean?
Do you agree?
It is.
It is.
It is.
More so than...
What, Die Hard?
Die Hard? More...
I would say... It depends.
Are you... Because I put this in the realm of, like, fake Christmas movies. Because, like, Die Hard, in my eyes, not a Christmas movie. I like it. It takes place during Christmas. But it's not a Christmas
movie. Oh, you want to go on... Oh, you want me... That's... Okay, you know what? It's... I would put on the same level as Die Hard.
Though. Okay.
It's the exact same... It just depends... Do you like action movies or do you like anime?
I like both.
Then you probably should watch this movie.
Damn. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But good. It's a quality pick.
And
the Waltz? Do you agree with this author's opinion?
I mean,
preeminent above all others.
In the world of anime?
In the world of Christmas film.
Oh, it's tough. No.
Oh, that's not fuck that.
No. No. But I mean, like, if you're assuming that it's if you're in the crowd who believes that Die Hard is a Christmas movie, then yeah, probably, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's it. Those are my picks, dog.
All right, cool. Wicked.
Yeah.
I guess that's it for our picks of the week.
Oh, there was those Monster Hunter updates.
There was, yeah. But I think there's just more weapon updates, yeah.
Yeah, they look cool. What was your favorite? What was your favorite?
I don't know. To be honest,
bro, I don't know. So boring.
I don't know. I mean, like, to be honest, like, whatever. I'm just going to pick up the Charge Blade, or I'm just going to pick up the Switch Axe and call it a day.
Yeah, I was, like, all about, hey, I'm going to try out a new weapon.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, that greatsword, though, that greatsword looks pretty dope.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That, you know, I might do heavy bowgun just because of mobility.
Okay.
But let's be real. It's too expensive to run those things.
Yeah. Yeah, those are definitely late game weapons.
Yeah, like you can't just boot up Monster Hunter and be like, I want to pick a bow gun. Like, no, you can't do that.
Dog, who are you kidding? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
You have to have infinite resources to run that stuff. So, no. No, thank you.
So, yeah, I guess that is our picks of the week.
Yeah, it is.
What'd you do during the week?
This week, I beat The Last of Us 2. I told you I would do it in time.
You did.
Before the end of the year, and I did it. God, that game went on for a long time.
That game went on for fucking ever.
So, obviously spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's what we're known
Should
for.
Should we save this till the end? Should we save the spoilers till the end?
I mean, like, I don't know. Audience Christmas, do you care?
We can't hear them.
I heard a no. So
silence equals no.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
I will take your silence as a no. So, slight spoilers ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think trying to recall what we talked about last week, and I think most of my opinion still holds true in that, like, I think technically as a game, as a video game, it's pretty great.
As a video game, it is a good playing video game, yes.
That, like, yeah, like, I can't really fault it in any regard, except for maybe, like, there are instances where the game takes control out of your hands more often than I would like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the prime examples I found is the run button, for example, is very inconsistent. Like, sometimes it makes you jog.
Yeah.
Sometimes it makes you run.
Sometimes it makes you sprint.
Sometimes it makes you sprint like you've never seen. And then other times it does nothing.
It's just like a light jaunt.
Yeah, or it's like you're walking, you're not sprinting. Yeah. And it's like, there's moments like that where I'm like, I feel like they take the control out of you so many times that I just got more annoyed with it than I found it more engaging. But otherwise, I think from like a technical aspect, from like a gameplay perspective, I think it was great. I can't really fault it for that. The narrative was... It was something. Like, it was...
Well, let's stick on game design first. Yeah. I kind of want to save story till later.
Yeah.
But what did you think about the one open world segment?
There's an open world segment?
The part where you get into the city and you have to go into, like, the Jewish church and... Is it, like, the very beginning of the game where you're still playing as Ellie? You get on the horse, you go into the Jewish church, you got to go into the government building. If you... What, like, what was that? Because they did it once, they did it poorly, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, what was this segment?
Yeah, so, I know what you're talking about. It's been so long. Yeah. I do remember that, and I remember thinking to myself, like, oh... It's like a small open world thing. I'm like, is that what they did? I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's not why I like the first one.
Yeah. And also, like, they did it badly.
Yeah.
A lot of the buildings, like, you just can't really do anything with.
Yeah.
There's that one secret segment with the bank where you can find one of weapons early. You can find a shotgun early.
Yeah.
But if you missed it, you just get the shotgun later anyways.
Yeah.
So there's kind of no point.
Yeah.
That segment was so weird, and I felt it was so out of place.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. Like, it existed.
Yeah.
I just don't think it was...
They were definitely trying something new, and I can't fault them for that. But I guess I can fault them for, like...
Yeah,
it wasn't... It felt very shoehorned.
It did, and it definitely added more gameplay time that was unnecessary.
100%.
Like, I was just like, oh, okay. Speaking of which... Like, I feel like I know this, we've seen what the studio's done for a long time, so I shouldn't be surprised. I don't know why it still bugs me, but, like, you can never just walk to where you want to go.
Never.
You always have to take the most outlandish, unreasonable path to get from point A to point B.
What if we just walked across the street, but what if we went through the sewer?
What if we climbed two skyscrapers and crossed five bridges?
We're collapsed, like, what was those things? Those
cranes? And of course, it's never a smooth sailing experience. Oh, it always goes wrong. What if we
fell 20 stories into a pool,
like, at this
and somehow live?
At this point, I would have been shocked if I could just walk.
Yeah.
Like, if it's like, you gotta get to that Ferris wheel. How? Walk there. No fucking way.
I get to walk to the Ferris wheel?
Like, I could just follow the city streets? What?
This game also has, like, a lot of, like, weird, like, logic problems, too, like, in terms of level design. Like, that whole thing where I fell 20 stories into an abandoned hotel.
Yeah.
Right? But, assumingly, this hotel has been abandoned for decades.
Yeah.
And there's it's still full of water.
Yeah.
The pool. Like, no evaporation exists within this lore.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. Or there's that one puzzle with Ellie later in the game where you're in, like, an office building and you have to throw a rope over an awning. And then swing into the other side of the office because it's locked.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, the door is, like, 40% glass.
Yeah.
So why couldn't I have just, like,
punched it
and then opened it through there? Like, why did I have to Indiana Jones myself to the other side?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of weird shit like that where it's like you said, they want you to take the most roundabout way to do anything.
Yeah. And it was just, like... That's where I felt the most video gamey.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it was like, the only reason this is happening is because it's a video game.
And we built these rope physics.
And you gotta do this stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, in reality, can't I just go through the bushes? Like,
yeah.
Like, couldn't I just, like...
And I felt like that stuff, like, while it did happen in the first game, it wasn't as egregious.
Yeah, like, this one, it was, like, everything you did, it was... My gosh. Like... I got it. Okay.
I understand. Everything is dangerous.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I get it. Okay, cool. But yeah, so that, like, I mean, that's the game. Like, the gameplay-wise, I got really bored of the combat very fast.
Really? Okay.
Like, I know you had fun with, like, trip mines and, like, whatever.
Yeah, setting up everything. I think, if you just ran and gunned it, then...
Like, I didn't care about the mines. Like, I was like, whatever.
All the traps.
Or the traps. Or
learning the walk cycles.
Nah, didn't care.
All right.
I was like, this is whatever. Either shiv to die or headshot with the
silencer. I am Rambo.
Yeah, it was just whatever. And then, like, did I kill enough? Can I run? Sure I can.
I'm out of here.
Get there. Yeah, so it was pretty simple in that sense. Yeah. It technically was great.
There's a lot of just like cool effects too, like when you get the incendiary shotgun shells and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, like, and I guess at the end of the game or near the end of the game, you get the best gun in the game,
which was
the silenced assault rifle.
Oh yes. That gun.
And then it's like, ah,
I understand. Yeah. Modern technology.
Why did I have anything else? And it makes you wonder, because, like, you go through the game, and there's a lot of people who have, like, militia-level weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going around with a bolt action?
Right? That's the only one you found, man.
But how many people have I killed with that gun?
I gotta tell you, in the future,
yeah,
ID locked weapons are tagged to ID'd soldiers.
Okay.
War.
I didn't.
War's changed.
I didn't think about that one. You're right. Yeah. How could I have misjudged
the Patriots?
Yeah. Shit. But yeah, so like that was whatever, I guess. But the story is, I don't want to say pointless. Like, this is definitely the game that's more about the journey than it is the destination.
It is definitely the dark middle chapter.
Yeah, by the end of it, I felt like, so I just, like, meandered around for 25 hours just so I could look for part 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You notice how she got two fingers bit off?
Yeah, I was like,
Wow. Wonder what the logo's gonna be.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, ever since the end of The Last of Us 1,
yeah,
there's only one question on my mind.
Which is,
how does Ellie resolve that situation with Joel? Which is, like,
the lie?
Yeah.
And they resolve it in this one.
And that's all I wanted to know from this game.
They resolved it in, like, the first half of the game.
But you don't really get that, like, because at the end of this game, they give you that cutscene where they actually have that confrontation.
Where she's in the, like, when she's, like, having the flashback where she's in the water.
What are you talking about?
Is that the one where it's, like, yeah, because it flashbacks to the hospital.
Yeah.
But the flashback initiates from after the final fight. Is that where it's from?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and she's talking with Joel on the porch.
Yeah.
And like, that's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they explain, like,
Abby's dad was the doctor.
Like, no, not even that. That, like, I don't even care. Abby's whole story, I couldn't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when they explain that, like, Ellie's just like, okay, fine. You did what you did. I get it. I want to be your friend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's it.
There it is.
So, like, wait. And I was like, wait, that's it? Like, that's the whole thing? Now we're just, A-okay, let's move on? And then it's like, what's the point of the series again? Like, what?
It's kind of crazy how this series went from, like, probably one of my favorite stories ever told in a video game period to just, like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah. But, like, I don't know if I can really criticize it too hard for that, because if this were any other video game, like, they would probably have some sort of, like, okay, we'll find the cure, we'll keep you alive, blah blah mm-hmm. blah. And so I think it's cool that this game actually went and gave you the whole, like, we just showed you that 20 hours of your life was meaningless, like, basically, because the whole journey, this whole journey is basically meaningless. Like, it's like, there's from where Ellie starts to where she ends, there's no difference in that character. Like, she's been through some shit, but, like, where she is as a person?
That's like, the interesting thing about, like, storytelling. So, like, for my film class, I had to watch this realist movie. It was about this girl who was traveling to Alaska, and she had her dog.
Yeah.
And then at the beginning of the movie, she gets her dog taken away because she does some petty shoplifting and blah, blah, blah. And the whole movie is about trying to get her dog back.
Yep.
At the end of the movie, she finds the dog.
It's dead.
No, it's alive.
Oh.
Happy. She's playing with it. Someone adopted it just until the owner shows up.
She goes home.
And she just leaves the dog.
Yeah.
And the whole movie has been wasted. Because the whole crux of your emotions is, like, I can't wait to see her get that dog back, or it's going to be a travesty when it learns that her dog is dead due to a series of unfortunate events, right? But the ending of I left it is so, it's not even bittersweet, it's just bitter.
Yeah.
You wasted that viewer's time. And like, while it that is a part of life, and while it is, it doesn't negate the fact that it's just like, why the fuck did I watch this movie?
Yeah.
Right? And I kind of got the same thing from this game.
Yeah, like, and like, that's the part where I don't know if I can really criticize it, because I think those kind of stories are worth telling, and they're worth their time. I mm-hmm. just don't know if I cared for it here.
Yeah.
Because I guess in the first game, Ellie was so, like, her superpower, we'll say,
mm-hmm.
was just, like, that was it. Like, that was the whole thing that this world centered around.
Yeah.
And now she's basically, like, she's, in the grand scheme of things, she's just another person.
Yeah.
And, like, is that what the whole, like, what was the messaging behind this game? That, like, I guess it doesn't matter. Shit
happens, bro.
Like, shit happens, but also it's all meaningless, so don't bother trying anyways. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't, that's the part where I was nihilist. Like, yeah, I was like, and I guess a part of it comes from the fact that it's a video game, and like, I guess you're just so conditioned to expect progression or something. So mm-hmm. when you have an ending that's just all, ambiguous like that, or not ambiguous, but just like kind of meaningless, or like there is no progression. You're just kind of like, I don't know how I felt about that.
Yeah. There's also like certain things where like, Ellie throws certain parts of her life away for
ridiculous reasons.
Absolutely no reason, that don't even make sense within the archetype of like the broken character. Where it's like, hey, or even the part with Tommy.
Yeah.
Like, bro, magic bullet just didn't kill you.
So that was like, I was like, why didn't you just fucking kill Tommy? Like, yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. Why didn't that bullet kill Tommy?
And then when it's like, oh, because I needed someone to bring her back to
yeah.
I'm like, ah,
okay. I need to guilt trip her into going back to California or whatever.
Yeah, and like, I that part I felt a little cheated by. I'm like, come on, he was clearly dead. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. There's just a lot of, like, her decisions and, like, story decisions where, like, if you're, what was it? If you play as Abby against the one fight in the theater, and you don't decide to die.
Yeah.
It's a game over screen.
Yeah.
But it's like, that was the whole point of the game. Like, this whole time, it's the whole point of the game. Yeah. And like, once that happens, you're like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be violence is bad. Who cares?
Yeah.
But someone, the thing is like, no one's ever even. It's always like someone is fucking over everybody else. Like, there's no... Through that, maybe, you know what? Maybe that's the point. Maybe the point is that, like you said, you know what? It's all meaningless. Sometimes things just keep going around.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes. And I think like, it's like I said, like, those stories are worth having, and they're pretty cool when they do happen. I guess based on the context of, because this is a sequel to a game where like that was completely the opposite messaging.
Yeah.
It just, its purpose here, I think, maybe from a creative standpoint, that like, that was their whole point, like, to make it switch kind of like the Kill Bill 1 to Kill Bill 2 thing, but I didn't connect with it here.
I think the main thing for me is that they dismantled characters that you have loved for a whole game and like, just to get this like elementary school point across of just like, violence is bad, bro.
I was thinking about it, and like, I felt this exact same way with a similar zombie-like franchise.
Is it called the Crawling Alive?
No. It's called The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember season one, 6 episodes, and it was like, it was kind of the same structure, right? It was like, get to this place and the world will be saved.
We gotta go to the thing,
Yeah, and they get there and like, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then season two happens, and season two is 3 times as long as season one, where nothing happens.
The farm?
Yes. Yeah, and I think universally everyone hated that.
The farm is bad.
That is how I feel about The Last of Us 2. Like, I loved Walking Dead season one, and then two almost kicked me out. I was like, listen, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
So that's where I don't think I'm looking forward to Last of Us 3 at this point. Like, if I never play it, if it never comes out, whatever.
cool.
Yeah, and honestly, that's like the worst kind of outcome you could have had from this game. Yeah. It's just like, you're going to do more. This is a huge franchise, but you've literally killed all expectation and, I guess, like, being able to look forward to this game that I had.
Yeah.
At all. Like, at all. So it's just gone.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, that was my final thoughts on the Last of Us dose.
But, bro, you can play guitar. Remember when you could hit all the different chords and stuff?
I hate that part.
And you could do it manually, and you could just make your own songs?
Whenever I saw a guitar in that game, and the triangle button appeared, I was like, I'm just going to walk away.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I'm not playing that. I don't care.
Well, you had to play it for the story.
No, I didn't.
You're talking about
walk away.
Just walk away.
Just walk away.
How are you going to serenade your pregnant girlfriend that you didn't impregnate?
Just walk away.
And also, like, the majority of the characters in that game are useless. Remember Isaac?
Who?
The leader of Abby's coalition? The black guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember how important he is?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, he's not important.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Asian guy?
Jesse.
So important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Forgot about those dudes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Last of Us.
It is a fine video game. It is not game of the year for me.
No, it's definitely not. And then I put in the Outer Worlds.
Ooh, Fallout 4.
And then I decided I'm not going to play this game.
What? Like, ever?
Not now.
Okay. You just don't feel like it?
No, it's just I put it in and I'm like, ah, shit. You know what? I read that there was if I play this on a next-gen console or on a PC, it's significantly better.
Okay.
So I thought, I'll just wait for that.
All
right. If I'm going to play it, I better have the better experience. That's fair. So instead, I put in Mass Effect Andromeda.
Why? Did they fix it yet? Is it still bad?
So, what is so bad about it?
I've just heard the same thing with Cyberpunk, that it's just a glitchy fucking garbage mess, that everything is broken. If you try to do anything, you just fall out of bounds. Characters just T-pose at any moment.
So it doesn't have that.
So they patched it all out.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's good. Like, don't get me wrong, there's still bugs here and there.
Yeah.
It is an RPG, unfortunately.
Because everything I saw from that game when it first came out was like, this is a clusterfuck of bugs.
Yeah, no, it's not like that. It's totally playable. It's totally serviceable. It's but I gotta say, coming off of The Last of Us, where that game was like hyper polished in every corner, so it's wild going to Mass Effect, where it's like, this is open world, you do whatever you want, and it's like, oh shit, sometimes voice lines come in a bit too late. Sometimes it's like loading screens happen, and you're like, oh.
Sometimes I went somewhere where I'm not supposed to be.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, that was a bug. I think I wasn't supposed to be here, but I guess I completed the mission. Okay, got it. Yeah. But I've been playing it, and I've been having lots of fun. I mean, it is Mass Effect. I think I should say that I am a big Mass Effect fan. I'm a fan of the universe, so. Mm-hmm. And it's given me that sci-fi itch that I've been wanting, so.
You just want to rewatch Firefly?
I wanted a more spacey adventure.
Okay.
This was fun. So, yeah, I forget the story, but, like, after Mass Effect 3, the human race everyone decides, Milky Way's cool, Milky Way galaxy's great, but what if we just went to somewhere else, because we're explorers?
Yeah.
So they put them all, so all humans and, like, all the other races make giant arcs, ships, and they put themselves into stasis or comas, and they send their ships away to another galaxy.
A billion years.
Yeah, and they're asleep for 600 years.
It's a lot of years.
Then they get there and they try to rebuild whatever. Try to find a new home.
Are they trying to build a new Mass Effect relay?
They're just trying to build anything.
Okay.
Anywhere to live. So the whole purpose of you, the Pathfinder, is to find habitable worlds.
Okay.
So it's less of there's an evil thing like the Reapers. It's more just let's look for worlds that we can.
Does this world have oxygen?
Yeah, and it's like, we need to make outposts, and we gotta do this and do that. And then in the midst of all that, there's a alien species somewhere in this new galaxy that poses a threat, and they're trying to kill you. At the same time, there's also ancient other alien technology that could prove useful to your terraforming of these new worlds.
Okay.
So you're basically, I think there's like a couple worlds that you can explore and do. I'm having fun with it. You know, it's got
It's got
space.
Yeah, it's got space. It's got it's got the typical Mass Effect stuff. You know,
can like, I shoot a singularity to put all my enemies into a black hole?
Sure can. And then you can throw another type of biotic, and then it explodes.
Yeah,
yeah. And it's fun. And there's a lot of scanning. If you like scanning,
I like probing.
Oh, there's lots of probing.
Hell yeah,
you can probe anything. But yeah, it's more Mass Effect. I don't know if it's the Mass Effect I want to play. Like, I guess it was fun being like N7 in the first Mass Effect, where you're basically James Bond of space.
Okay.
Plus Star Wars superpowers.
Yeah.
This one you're kind of like, I am I'm Indiana Jones. Okay. I guess that's the difference. You're Indiana Jones here versus Luke Skywalker from the first series.
Okay, so if Indiana Jones had a laser whip.
Kinda. Right. Yeah, and like you're kind of just dealing with shit, and like I guess it's cool. It deals with humanity, and you gotta make political decisions about, you know, who do we bring out of stasis first? Yeah. You know, like do we build up a military? Are we here for research? Mm-hmm. You know, like things like that. So it's fun. It's in typical Mass Effect fashion. It's not like there's a right answer. It's just,
what is the answer you choose?
Yeah, and like how, and there will always be a consequence to whatever you choose. So okay. Those are fun things. The game looks pretty good. Plays pretty good.
Nice.
But yeah, it's pretty fun. That's all I really gotta say. I think I'm like 10, 15 hours in.
Okay.
I don't know. I from what I gather, there's 6 planets, and I've done 2 of them. So far, the companions are not as fun or memorable as the original trilogy, but of course, I'm super attached to that trilogy, so I don't know if I could really say that without any sort of bias.
Yeah.
So, there's that. But it's Mass Effect. I mean, if you wanted a Mass Effect, and you want something to play before the new one comes out, or the remaster of the trilogy comes out, this is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's nice to hear that they got rid of the majority of, like, the issues.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm sure Cyberpunk will be the same way in 6 months. So
yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing I did was I watched the latest special for the Grand Tour, A Massive Hunt.
That's still going, eh?
They're in Madagascar.
I'm sorry, who?
They're in Madagascar.
All right.
They're in Madagascar looking for pirate treasure.
Okay.
Check it out.
Interesting.
This is probably my least favorite of all their specials.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like they're losing the plot or like they're trying to go too big in their concept, but now it's like, I don't know.
My thing about the specials is that they used to be, like, they used to have the show to ground them.
Yeah.
Right? But now it's just...
Just specials?
It's just specials. And also, like, their job now is just go to exotic locales.
Yeah.
Where before it was like, okay, we have the regular show. Yeah. And then this was like a special event.
Yeah.
Like, and even they treated it that way. Like the Vietnam special was insane. I love that. It's still my favorite.
Yeah.
But whenever I see clips of the Grand Tour, it's just like, look at us. We're rich guys in exotic locations with expensive cars, baby.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Like, yeah, I think they've definitely... It's tough to say, I guess. Yeah. Now that they're not tied to just being like, oh, we talk about cars, and they can just be there. Like, it is more of like a reality adventure show, and I guess I missed that part where, like, at its core, it was about three dudes who like cars going on an adventure about their cars.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but the Madagascar one, it's interesting. It's got its moments. Learned some interesting things, but yeah, check it out if you want.
Okay.
It's about an hour and a bit, I think. And then the last thing is, like I said, for Brian, I watched more episodes of Capetta.
Did you get through 4?
I am 4. I'm 5 episodes in.
Ooh, okay.
5 episodes in. Okay, so the kids stop, you know, going broom, 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 long enough for me to see what this show is about.
Okay.
And, yeah, so it seems like, from what I gather, it's the typical... Not typical, but it's the shonen structure of the boy's going to start at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like ground zero. And he's going to make his journey to the top of open wheel racing.
So you're telling me this kid is Lewis Hamilton?
He might as well be.
Okay.
His dad is poor.
Ooh.
And this kid is just racing with shitty go-karts and
still dominating.
And still dominating. Nice. Right, right. But it's so... it's cute because it's unlike Initial D, which I think was always aimed at a slightly older target audience.
Yeah.
This one is clearly aimed at like
children.
Not children, but like the 8 to 10 range.
Okay.
Whereas Initial D was more, yeah, whereas Initial D was like,
you're definitely a teenager.
Yeah, like you're 12 and up, right? Yeah. Like you kind of knew what was going on. So they take you, like, they start with the basic ass basics. Like this is a brake pedal.
Oh wow.
Like this is like, yeah, this one makes you stop.
Okay.
Like his first time in the car, he doesn't even have an engine, so he only has brakes.
Why do you need a brake if you can't go anywhere?
Downhill.
Oh my god.
He pushes to the cart to the top of the hill like a fucking toboggan.
Like a
skidoo.
Like a soapbox yeah. car. Jesus. Yeah.
So he only has the brake. But it's cute. Because they soon go into deeper mechanics. Like I was surprised by the time they get to the third episode and they're talking about like wheel alignment.
Yeah.
And they're talking about like
that escalated quickly.
Yeah, and the guy talks, he's like, are you sure you have the toe and camber set correctly? I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, that just flew over everyone's head. And I'm like, wow. Yeah, or like they make it seem like the people are kind of like really dumb to teach you. Like, why does that tire have treads on it and the other ones don't? He's like, why'd you put one rain tire on there? He's like, rain tire? That one had treads. I just thought it was lucky. It's like, okay, well.
I thought it was lucky.
Yeah. Cool, because I guess the backstory is he's using used tires. So he's like, this one still had treads, so I thought it was good. Sweet. Yeah. So, yeah, it's cute. Like, it's 52 episodes. I'll try and get through it as much as I can.
Yeah.
It hasn't really, like, sunk its teeth into me yet, though. I don't know when that's going to be. I have a feeling, though, like, I'm sure when I see something cool, it'll...
Yeah. It's probably going to be some master driver.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's fun, though. There is an Initial D cameo in, like, the second or third episode.
Oh, really?
Like, he's pushing his go-kart up a hill.
Yeah.
And down the hill is the Panda Toretto.
Oh, nice.
Like, you don't see inside.
Yeah.
But it is that exact model.
That's great.
Like, so...
Nice.
It's cool. Yeah. And that was my week. So, yeah.
Cool.
Some anime and stuff.
Yeah. Mine, some anime I watched last week. So I watched Cyber City Ueno 808, which is a...
You watched this?
Yeah. 3-episode OVA from 1990 to 1991. It is about 3 assassins or criminals who live in like a space jail. And they are told that their sentences can be reduced if they... start doing these super dangerous jobs.
Okay.
It's the Suicide Squad. It's anime Suicide Squad. The thing, the main attraction of this show, it is so well animated. Oh my god.
How old is this?
90s?
90s.
Like 91. 9D.
Yeah, 9D.
The animation in this show is top notch. It is so, so, so good.
Mm.
Other than that, like, the story, I'm going to say, is pretty whatever. it is passable.
Yes.
You're not going to get any sort of amazing storytelling out of this.
Yeah.
But it is, excuse me, it is definitely a thing to watch for the eyes. It is just, let me just appreciate when every single cell of animation was painstakingly drawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that good, huh?
It's awesome. It is a very good animated show.
Cool.
But the animation is good specifically.
Oh, okay.
And then after that we watched Bubblegum Crisis.
Wow, you watched Bubblegum Crisis.
With all 8 episodes of the OVA started in 1987, went to 1991.
Wow.
Bubblegum Crisis
is wild.
Is insane. Oh my god, this show is nuts.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Because each OVA came out so far away from each other, it always felt like the show was trying to keep up with the anime of the day, and it wasn't really being true to itself. It was really weird. And especially by the last episode, the 8th episode of the OVA, it just felt like they were trying to reboot it.
Yeah.
They were just like, hey, we know this has been in development for 4 years.
Yep.
and we haven't really gone anywhere. So what if we added new characters and we just tried to redo the whole thing in modern day style? But this is also one of those shows where it would, like, the early episodes of Bubblegum Crisis look fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about these late 80s, early 90s animes, but they had infinite budget.
Yeah.
To just, you know, just hire all the animators and they're going to painstakingly do every cell.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks so good. It looks so good. But again, Bubblegum Crisis. It's weird. Have you watched this before?
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah. This is the one with the, and they have bikes and they have.
Yeah, they have bikes and like the basically the Kinetica suits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
This is something I would recommend to anime fans for sure.
I think if you like Macross.
Yeah, if you like Macross, yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah.
If you can handle older shows and like kind of the bullshit that comes with it.
Yeah.
Both of these shows, Cyber City and Bubblegum Crisis, you could watch both of them and I think you'll have a good time.
Yeah.
But if you're just like a casual anime fan
yeah.
and you're like, oh, I just want to see some fun stuff happen, like, I don't think there's much here for you other than, unless you can appreciate nice animation.
Yeah. This is also very sci-fi.
Yes. So. Extremely sci-fi. Both of them are basically cyberpunk futures.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And I don't know how this one guy gets away with it. There's one character in this show. Constant sexual harassment in the workplace. I don't know how he gets away with it.
It's the 80s.
He just puts on sunglasses and then he's cool, apparently. That's all he does.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird story threads, too. I think it was this girl here. One of the moms in one of the episodes.
Stingray?
Yeah. She gets murdered. Like, she's... saving up, working extra hours at a job so that she and her son can move away from the city and go back into the countryside and live a simple life.
Okay.
And then, like, the day before she has the money, like, the government demolishes the building, but she's still inside it. And then the mom dies and the kid's left alone. And then the main character goes, hey, kid, come with me. And that kid is never heard from again. Like, oh, just dropped him off at the orphanage and said, peace out.
Oh, like, my goodness.
There's a lot of hanging story threads.
Oh, my goodness.
That's great. So, yeah, both of these, Bubblegum Crisis and Cyber City. If you like anime, check them out. Really good animation. But they're nothing to... I think, write home about other than the animation.
All right.
And then the last thing I did is I played a game called Ace of Seafood. So I'm showing you a picture right now.
Yeah,
you are. Rated T for Blood and Violence.
Okay.
This is a video game, came out in 2016, I believe.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, Front Mission or, like, the mech games?
Yep.
Okay, what if you had those games, but you were a fish?
Why?
In the future... humanity is gone. There are no mammals.
Okay.
Only underwater creatures live.
Okay.
But these underwater creatures have evolved in such a way where they can all shoot laser beams.
What?
Yeah. So what you gotta do is you pick a fish and then you go to different reefs.
Yeah.
And when you go to different reefs, you unlock more fish. Which then you kill the fish, collect their DNA to then spawn those types of fish and make your school of fish bigger and better.
Huh.
And then eventually, like, you can go from, oh, look, I am a sardine shooting puny laser beams to I am a bluefin tuna being a baller motherfucker. Or I am a giant crab and you can only really damage me from the underside.
This is a weird game.
And it all plays like it's a mech sim shooter.
This is weird.
It's awesome. It's so weird.
This is weird.
But it's really fun.
I don't believe you.
It's pretty good. There's a lot of jank to it. I will admit to you.
It doesn't look good.
There is a lot of jank.
This is one of your indie games, huh?
It is one of those indie games.
Ain't for me.
But what you gotta... the whole, like... like gameplay wheel, I guess. Gameplay, what is it? Circle?
Mm-hmm. Loop.
Loop. There it is. Yeah. That's the one. The whole gameplay loop is that you pick a fish, do your loadout, and then you swim across the seas. You kill fish that are weaker than you, avoid fish that are bigger than you.
Okay.
Until you can level up your fish in a way till maybe you can take on one of the bigger fish.
Okay.
You collect that DNA, take it back to hopefully a new reef, to where you can spend those DNA points to then summon the bigger fish into your school.
Oh, I see.
Which then allow you to take on bigger fish.
Okay.
And then you do that over and over and over and over again.
Okay. Wild.
There was one section where I was a school of a school of salmon.
Yes.
And I was able to kill a great white shark with my homing laser beams. But only because...
He sounds ridiculous.
But only because the great white shark got stuck on the geometry of the ocean floor.
So he cheesed it.
I cheesed the shit out of it. Oh,
my God.
There is a ton of jank in this game.
It sounds like it.
But it is so lovable. The premise is so hilarious.
Uh-huh.
And the amount of just wild bullshit fun you can get out of it is great. You'll see here, like, on your D-pad, you have different types of shots. And you also have a dash, which doubles as a melee attack.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also different formations you can do with your school. So if you hit the face buttons on your controller, you can do like, okay, this is the homing one. So all of the fish in your school will target the fish you're targeting.
Mm.
You could have free fire. You could have set up it up as a shield. So it's like, okay, everyone else in my school of fish is like crabs, right? Uh-huh. Or a crustacean. And so they have hard shells, so they're good for frontline defense.
Right.
And then I just pick some mad DPS bullshit from the back end.
This looks ridiculous. I'm not into it.
I'm into it.
I.
It's pretty good.
I just don't like it.
Why not?
I don't like it.
But you love mech games.
There's no mech here.
What are you talking about? They're doing all the mech stuff.
There's no
They mechs. Even got like the jet overlay where you can see there like pitch and yaw.
There ain't no mech here.
Highly recommended. I think it's on deep discount on the Steam Christmas sale right now.
You mean it ain't just free?
It ain't free. This is a premium game right here.
Oh,
God. Ace of Seafood is a premium game.
Disgusting.
And it's pretty good.
All right.
I don't know. I enjoyed my time with it. I enjoyed subjecting some of my friends to it.
That means it's not a good game if you have to subject your friends to it.
No, I you know, it's just like I'm trying to use fancy words.
No, because you're like, I know this is shit. I'm going to make you play it.
No, it's fun. I liked it. I knew they wouldn't enjoy it because they don't like mech sims. They don't like Front Mission.
Oh, okay.
They don't like Ace Combat. Okay. They don't like that kind of stuff. But okay. I wanted to expand their horizons.
Sure.
And then I guess the last thing I did is I have a story about how I fucked up dumplings real hard.
Oh, nice.
So I had a live stream the other day. I was making dumplings.
Yep.
I made one pack of the wrappers I had some pork and some chives and some ginger or whatever.
Yes.
And the second pack I switched up instead of the chives, I put some green onions. No, it was doing pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. So here's where I fucked up.
Where does he go wrong?
I packed them all, right?
Okay.
Oh, also, I learned I have a problem with putting too much filling in the dumpling. So
you figured that out after like the first one, though.
No, I just kept doing it. I just never fixed my ways.
Okay.
So what I did is that instead of three pleating it on each side, I one pleated it and then cheat pleated it.
Okay.
Where I would just fold the corner.
Yeah.
And I was like, bam, now it's just full of bullshit.
Okay.
So what happened was that I made them, I folded them, put them in the freezer, right? No problem so far. Next day, I'm like, I want some of the chive ones, you know?
Yeah.
I want some of the classics. So I pull off the bag that's on top and I pull out the bag that's on the bottom.
Yeah.
And I look at the bag.
Yeah.
Gravity.
Wait, you stack them?
I stack them.
Oh, God.
Because I'm a dumb fuck.
Wait, hold on. Did you just put them, like, when you were done making them, you just put them all in a bag?
I put them all in a bag.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I see where you've gone wrong here.
So what I did is I made sure, because I did it before, where I made the bottom layer of the bag very uniform.
Yeah.
So that, like, when I lay it down, they freeze separately. And then if I need to, like, break them apart, I can just do the thing where I drop it like a bag of ice.
Yes.
Right? And they all break apart.
Yeah.
This one... we got a new fridge, and the freezer has a wire rack on the, like a mesh kind of rack on the bottom. And they all kind of conformed to that size. And it became one giant dumpling.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Okay.
And so it's that, that's not the end of it. So well, I was
it
like,
can't be, because like, what are you gonna do?
So I was like, well, I could take these apart, right? So I started like dropping the bag and shit, and it wasn't coming apart, and I was like, fuck. And I was like, well, you know, they're all separate dumplings. So I'll just put them over a corner, just pop them all off of each other, right? Wrong. They split in half.
Yeah.
Like a fucking sandwich. Yeah. like a log of dumplings.
Okay.
So now there's a row of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the middle that are all split in half and have frozen pork. Just like, hey guy, what's up? What's popping? And I don't know how to get these apart.
Why don't you just boil them all at once?
But then I have too many dumplings.
Eat them.
It's too, I made hundreds of dumplings.
And you put them all in the same bag?
Huh? Oh, I put them in two separate bags.
Okay.
You know, like when you buy you know when you buy the wrappers?
Yeah.
And you get like the whatever, the 100 or however many wrappers?
Yeah.
Basically, it was one pack of wrappers per bag.
Oh, God. Okay. So, and this is how you usually store them? Like, this is the method you usually go through?
I freeze them in the...
No, but like immediately after you make them, you throw them in
the bag. Usually I sprinkle some flour on the top so they don't stick together.
Okay.
And then I chuck them in a bag.
Okay, you're doing it wrong.
Damn.
Okay, so you take the dumplings, right? After you make them, like when you finish making one, where do you put it?
I put it to the side.
On what?
On the table, on a cooking board.
Put it on a baking pan.
Okay.
Align them all.
Yeah.
Like separate.
Yeah.
Freeze the pan.
Freeze the
whole thing. Put the whole thing in the freezer. They each become solid. When they're frozen, put them all in a bag.
Damn.
You gotta freeze them separately.
Okay.
Because if you don't, then you end up with one giant clump.
Because the second one didn't become a clump.
You got lucky. I don't know.
And the ones before that never became a clump.
You got lucky.
Damn.
I don't have to tell you, man. You got lucky.
Yeah, I fucked up. I done goofed.
So, well, good luck with that. Just throw in the one half, then.
I think I just gotta start making soup.
you're up here like, you know what? I'm just boil some water.
Yeah.
Throw in some chicken bones.
I gotta like throw in a bouillon cube.
Yeah.
Right? Some stock. I think that's where I'm at now. I don't know if I can get these apart.
Okay, sure.
I gotta cut this block into smaller blocks.
Damn.
And then use it as soup.
Just take a table saw to it. Cut into...
It's a table...
Yeah. Get a nice even cut.
Yeah, it was not a good day in my... Because I spent like 3 hours making all these dumplings.
So just smash for the hammer.
Oh, so mad. So mad. At least I still got another bag. I got the green onion bag, and that's all separated. That's fine.
Okay.
So that's still good.
Okay.
But I think this other bag, I need to just make soup or some shit.
Okay.
So yeah, I done goofed. I fucked up.
Sweet.
I done goofed. But awesome. I think either tomorrow or Friday, I'm going to try and make some kimchi.
Okay.
I bought some... It turns out, white radish... And daikon radish.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Well, you learn something new every day.
Learn something new every day. Good job. So I bought some Korean chili powder.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Got some fish sauce.
All right.
I'm gonna try and make some kimchi, some cubed radish kimchi.
Some kimas chi.
And we'll see how it goes.
Kimas chi.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, and then as usual, I've been playing League with the boys.
Yes, you have.
And I had my first rage moment in like a year in that game.
Oh, man.
It
begins.
I got three games in a row where our jungler and mid duo went double digit deaths.
Nice.
And I'm just like, fuck off. What is this matchmaking?
No, I mean, that's about right.
Oh, it was no bueno.
That sounds like League to me.
It was no
bueno. That sounds like the best game I've ever heard of.
So yeah, that's the video game.
Nice.
Those are the stuff. I think I'm on the finale chapter of Like a Dragon.
Oh, okay.
I think my party is averaging around level 60 now.
Yeah.
Heading into the final boss, the final chapters.
Yep.
And I have a lot of the sick ass final endgame weapons.
Yep.
It's looking good. What else do I have to do in that game? Yeah, not much. I think I'm going to try and grind out all the side missions at least because it's really fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll do 100% because 100% is like get the top score in Shogi and do all the Mahjongs on hard. And I'm like, I'm whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'm almost done with that game and I'm going to start Jedi, whatever you gave me, Rogue Squadron. Academy.
Yep, that's the one.
Rogue Squadron Academy.
Yep.
For the N64. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and I don't know what game I'm going to play after that.
Okay.
I got a couple in my backlog. I was thinking about the Inuyasha, or not Inuyasha, the Onimusha remaster.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I might play something that's like that too.
Like an old game?
No, but some samurai bullshit.
Did you see that there's a new Way of the Samurai game?
No.
It's like a Katana Kami or something.
Is this new? Like, is this like new, or are we talking like
this year? Apparently.
Oh, okay, yeah,
sure. Yeah, it's like a Samurai Showdown story, but it's like a dungeon crawler.
Okay, cool. I don't know.
But it reminded me, like, the way it was situated, it reminded me of like Shirin the Wanderer.
Okay.
If you ever played those games.
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
But yeah, it is. I don't know. It was Way of the Samurai, and I'm like, I can't wait. I want to play more Way of the Samurai. And then I saw the gameplay and I'm like, this ain't Way of the Samurai. They fucking lied to me.
Okay.
There's no side mission where I talk to a horse. Fuck this game.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's what you need in your games.
I did.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
So yeah, I guess that's it. The only lesson that I learned today is that everyone should play Way of the Samurai. It's a good game.
Nope.
It's very good.
I'm not going with that. Let's see. I forgot to mention one thing. I finished The Mandalorian season 2.
Okay. You want some bones?
What?
I don't know. Wasn't that from one of the seasons where they got bone soup or something?
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
I think they get bone soup.
In DJ, one of did you watch the finale?
Yeah.
Okay. What's bone soup have to do with this shit?
Mandalorian bone soup.
I'm trying to figure it out too.
I think it was bone broth. See, it was in the show. They had bone broth. And they gave Baby Yoda bone broth.
Okay.
Yeah. Isn't that what that show is? That's the only thing I know about this show is that it has bone soup.
That's like 20 seconds.
That doesn't even count.
That's all I know.
That could be any show for all I care. Like,
this show has bone soup.
That show is wild.
In a good way or a bad way?
Like, the most amazing way.
Okay.
Like, the finale, like, towards the back half of that series, or that season,
yeah,
like, they introduce some characters, and you're like, oh my god.
Oh, yeah, man.
But it doesn't top the finale.
Darth Maul.
The finale's just like, holy shit.
Okay.
And, like, it's, I guess, how can I say? Like, it's the first inkling of, like, oh yeah, I forgot. This show is related to the movies. Like, it is 100% Star Wars. And it's wild. It's cool.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I wanted to say about it.
Go watch bone soup?
Yeah.
Okay.
People are eating bones.
All right.
And in broth. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's it for us. Remember, next week is the end of the year award, so please get all your submissions
in. There are no picks. There are no weeks. There will be no questions.
It's
just awards, baby.
So try and get them all in. If you keep up to our social feeds, we'll try and give you reminders. Otherwise, you know, have an awesome Christmas break.
Yeah.
Hope you get all those things you wanted. And if, hey, your mom or dad couldn't get you a PlayStation or an Xbox, don't blame them. Blame the bots.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Otherwise, have a good one.
Blame scalpers.
Yeah, man.
Did you see those eBay things that are just like, I'm just selling just the box and it's like $400?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's business.
That's capitalism, baby.
Yeah, anyways, we'll see you guys next week. Merry Christmas.
See you later.